From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Militants killed 14 policemen and wounded 8 in a shootout during a raid on Friday on a militant's hideout southwest of Cairo. Marissa Milton has more.
Egypt has been struggling to contain an insurgency by Islamic militants led by an affiliate of the Islamic State group. Attacks have centered mostly in the northern region of the Sinai Peninsula, but attacks on the mainland have also recently increased. The country has been under a state of emergency since bombings and suicide attacks targeting minority Coptic Christians killed scores earlier this year. Those attacks were claimed by the Islamic State group. Marissa Milton, VOA News.
There has been no claim of responsibility for Friday's attack. Earlier, a false claim of responsibility from Hassam circulated on social media and was reported in various media outlets. U.S. Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis promising to keep the lines of communication open with Senator John McCain after the chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee threatened to issue a subpoena for information about the deaths of 4 U.S. soldiers killed in Niger. McCain complained that it was easier to get information about military operations under former President Barack Obama. The U.S. military has blamed Islamic State militants for the deaths of the 4 Special Forces soldiers and says it's investigating the attack early this month. Thousands of Somalis gathered Friday to pray at the site of the country's deadliest bombing a week ago when a truck bomb exploded on a busy street in Mogadishu, killing what is now believed to be 358 people. President Mohamed Abdullahi Mohamed is reportedly expected to announce the new offensive to deal with the terrorists within a few days. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. A team of international scientists now say Nobel Prize-winning poet Pablo Neruda did not die of cancer or malnutrition, rejecting the official cause of death, but not laying to rest one of the great mysteries of post-coup Chile. This forensic expert says they are waiting now to be able to establish the origin of the bacteria they found in Neruda's body and if the bacteria comes from a laboratory modified and cultivated to be used as a biological weapon. While they're still trying to determine what caused the Communist Party politician's death, experts did not address suspicions that he was murdered by agents of General Augusto Pinochet's dictatorship after the country's 1973 military takeover. Neruda's body was exhumed in 2013 to determine the cause of his death, but those tests showed no toxic agents or poisons in his bone. In 2015, Chile's government said that it is highly probable that a third party was responsible for his death. The World Health Organization, as part of an international effort working to rapidly contain the outbreak of the deadly Marburg virus disease in eastern Uganda, on the border with Kenya. Lisa Sline reports at the WHO headquarters in Geneva.
Marburg hemorrhagic fever shares similarities with Ebola. The virus is very rare, extremely contagious, and has a high mortality rate. It is spread from person to person through bodily fluids. There is no specific treatment. And so, since the first case of the disease was detected, the Uganda Ministry of Health responded rapidly to the emergency. WHO Regional Emergency Director for the Africa region, Ibrahima Sosfal, says the international health teams are working closely with Uganda to make sure the outbreak is contained locally.
The teams have already investigated the area, have identified potential contact of the disease case, and are monitoring these contacts.
The agency has released $500,000 from its emergency fund, but says more money is needed to tackle this disease and prevent it from spreading. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The U.S. Federal Aviation Administration has filed a suggestion with the United Nations to stop allowing airline passengers to stow laptops in their checked baggage, saying it could cause a fire hazard. The suggestion is to be considered by the International Civil Aviation Organization, a United Nations group, at a meeting later this month. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.